This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of ULM. The United States Department of Commerce announces financial grants for North Louisiana Bioscience Center and a new New Orleans Jazz Museum expansion. The new Biomedical Research and Innovation Park would be at the ULM campus. Louisiana Economic Development Secretary Don Pearson says the new research center will give graduating scholars security in Louisiana.
So this puts us well on our way, establishing a great facility up there, advance our ability in life sciences to retain some Louisiana talent and grow the next generation.
The proposed $1.8 million, 45,000-square-foot facility would be built adjacent to ULM's School of Pharmacy. Upon completion, the project is expected to create 175 new jobs in Monroe. Pearson says legislative delegators, the ULM Foundation, and other team players made the project possible.
We've put together around $14 million so far. Certainly this 1.8 is recognition of the great groundwork that we've put together and allows us now to move into execution phase.
There will still be a few more hurdles before the actual ground will be turned and the building would begin. The New Orleans Jazz Museum will allocate a grant value of $1.1 million in funds for improvement to the French Quarter site. The museum will have musical upgrades and enhanced visitor experiences. Pearson says both projects will benefit Louisiana economically.
Certainly these are two target sectors, one being life sciences. The other one is to reestablish the tourism economy that's so important to the greater New Orleans area, of how important our tourism economy is in our state.
Well, traffic's been snarled for about a year and a half in Ravel, but now the project on 425 is complete. The town will have a new roundabout. The ribbon was cut yesterday. The project, according to the mayor, will be an asset because it slows traffic down. He says they have a lot of accidents in the area of the roundabout, but it would also minimize the number of accidents in the area. The ULM Warhawks travel to Alabama. Nick Saban doesn't have to give his players a history lesson. The Alabama coach only needed to point to last weekend's Sun Belt Conference stunners ahead of Saturday's game against ULM. Also, one of the most humbling losses of his tenure in Tuscaloosa. The current players weren't out of elementary school in 2007. The second-ranked Crimson Tide tumbled from the top spot after barely surviving against Texas. It comes on the heels of a huge week for ULM's Sun Belt Conference brethren, who upset Texas A&M, Notre Dame, and Nebraska. From studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana Monroe, this is KEDM Monroe.